Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to once again to the TV Guy Hour here on Radio U. You can find us at RadioUBoston.com, and don't be ashamed to go there anymore. You're not going to see some shady-looking MySpace page. You're going to see an actual, very nicely designed. Still got some work to be done, but it's on its way. So head there right now while you listen, RadioUBoston.com. Don't go away from the stream or anything, wherever you're listening. Also, you can hit up myself up at the TV Guy at myspace.com/JRTVGuy, or send any feedback, anything you got at me at JRTVGuy@AOL.com. Enough of my spiel. I'm not alone today. I know. It's weird. But I have brought two guests in. One is a returning guest, one of our favorites here, and one of the, you know, the bosses. So you gotta kiss a little butt here and there. And the other is a first-time guest, and you might have just been listening to him for a little bit, but first I'm going to bring in Lauren LaRocque. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you back. And also I'm going to bring in Matt Shearer.
No, if you're from Boston, for real, it's Shira.
What's happening?
Two R's in my name. Shira.
Yeah, that's way too many R's, dude.
That's actually how I intro you. It's pretty bad. Now I've just cut it down to Matt because I feel stupid.
Well, that's all right. We feel stupid a lot around here.
We're all friends. You can call
it
me by first
name. Sounds
like
your last name is Shay. I'm like, Matt Shay.
Matt Shay. But anyways, okay.
Anywho.
So we got a lot to cover today. When I sat down, I thought about, okay, what are we going to do? Middle of the summer. TV in the summertime is completely awful. This year, they really just almost given up on television in general. All I Survived a Japanese. This my Bob, or...
I like that.
Wipeout.
I'm not going to lie.
I don't like Wipeout.
Wipeout's not as good. I think they go too much into the drama on the I Survived a Japanese game show, but for the most part, I think both those shows are really entertaining.
Oh, well, they're entertaining from the fact of, like, I got nothing else going
mindless.
On.
Mindless entertainment.
Absolutely, and sometimes I need that a lot, because I'm mindless and for the most part. But it just, I can't sit down and really, like, oh, I can't wait to watch it. The only show I really must say that I really like to watch and I consistently watch is American Gladiators.
Oh, me too.
Did anybody see that old woman against the,
Yoko.
What, 21-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Was she, like, 19 even? She was really
young.
She was in college. Oh, that was just so pathetic and sad when they went head-to-head in the end.
Crushed her.
Your face, Yoko!
Oh, my God.
I thought she was going to get crushed by Hulk Hogan. She was a fourth his size.
It was unbelievable. She was such a motivation, though, in the beginning. I was like, oh, my God, listen, look at this old lady. Then at the end, she almost kind of just like, when she was just sitting there in the ball pit for like 20 minutes, I was kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
She went for it.
The old lady had the ice pack on her neck.
But anyways, no, back to the point of this whole thing. There's really nothing great on television. There's very few original programming, especially on network televisions.
It's like, terrible.
They have that show Swingtown on CBS, which is all right. Nothing great. Other than that, there's really nothing original going on. They're showing reruns of stuff. You're seeing old television shows. You're seeing a lot of reality. You go to the USA's, the Comedy Central's, and around there. There's where you're going to get some original programs. But still, nothing that's going to make you go, oh my God, nothing's going to get more than maybe 6 million viewers.
Yeah.
So, what do you do? Well, this summer is a big summer for movies, but movies in relation to television shows. So in the future, I'm going to do something about The X-Files, which actually I'm going to do next week, going to be because I'm a big nerd when it comes to The X-Files.
I just saw a preview for that yesterday. Oh, looks so good.
And I just think the movie's going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to that movie more. Well, this is bad advertising, but whatever. More than I'm looking forward to the movie we're going to be talking about today, which is The Dark Knight. And we're going to get into all things Batman, because Batman started on television, has had a lot of television series. We're going to debate who the best Batman was.
Batman started in comic books.
Well, yes, originally, but I meant...
Just going to let the nerd in me come out.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
Comic book nerd, yeah.
No, he started out in the imagination, actually.
Yeah, one day I was looking in a bat and I saw a man and I said, yes, a cave.
Bam,
but anyways, but yes, obviously we know the comic book stuff, and I've actually had past episodes about my comic book nerdness, so Matt, don't think you're alone there. But no, Batman got his, let's say, viewer, like, interaction-wise debut on television way back in the 60s. We're going to debate who was the best Batman, mostly movie-wise, what the best Batman theme song was. We're going to debate who the best Batman villain was, and we're going to debate who the best Batman hottie was, or is, or whatever you want to say. Yeah, so it's going to get real interesting. We also got to start, then we'll get into that in just a little bit. We're also going to be featuring all music from Batman-related things and superhero-y music and stuff, so it's going to be very enjoyable. And also, we're going to get into the Emmys, which isn't the most, oh my God, the Emmys, like, they're not what they were, but they're still very interesting. And a few of the categories were released, about a week and a half ago, top 10s. And this is the first time they've ever released this to the public. Usually they just say, like, we have it to 25, to 10, and then they release the 5, which will be released later on this week. And so we'll probably give you a little recap about that next week. So I sat down and I looked at the list and I said, well, where are some of these other categories? So they basically, the Emmys announced that this is the first time they're letting viewers know who's there. So I'm guessing this is their way of saying, listen, care about what's about to happen. Go out there, maybe email us, vote on who you like, who you don't like, whatever. I'm guessing that's why they did, because they've never done this before. So that's just a little something interesting. So we'll get into those in just a few minutes. But also just wanted to talk and just see how you guys are doing. You know, we got the Radio U is up and going. We got the people you've heard all day long today, and then an hour of music.
We have no lives. We've been here all day.
Right, right. Well, you know, I could go home right now, but honestly, it would be so sad to go home to just no food and no anything, no friends, so I decided to stay here where my whole life is.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's depressing. But
I'm kidding. No, I have friends. Just putting that out there.
Just throwing it out there. Just
I have friends, too. You guys, my roommates. That's about
nice. I have friends too. I have you guys.
I have a dog.
And my friends on MySpace.
Yeah, yeah.
I got like 500 friends.
Yeah, I got like 600 Facebook.
In my head.
Yeah. We hang out and poke each other.
It's cool. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I like to rate music. No, that's another thing. Also, the Facebook. I don't mind the Facebook too much.
Hey, can you guys hear me? I can't hear myself.
Yeah, we can hear you. Relax.
I can no.
You're ruining the show.
I can hear you guys, but I can't hear me.
I'm telling you right now, I can hear you and I can see your voice.
That's weird. So if I start talking loud, it's because I'm.
Are you plugged in?
Something's wrong.
No, you know what? I know what you mean. I can.
But there's a volume knob too.
Yeah, but that just turns you up.
Oh.
Weird. Anyways.
Okay, let's just get into these Emmys here. I'm one of the worst pronouncers in the entire world, so it should be interesting how I pronounce some of these names. But basically, like we said, there's a couple topics here, and we're going to count as the three of us, instead of going through each of our lists like we'll do later in the show with Batman topics, just throw out who you think deserves to be top five, and if you don't know, who cares? You don't know. So let's go first. The top 10 semifinals for best drama actor. You have Brynn Gabriel from In Treatment. That's a HBO program.
Oh,
it was basically,
great.
To break it down for anybody who didn't watch the show, I actually couldn't watch it all the time. 8 straight weeks, every night, a new episode about, he was the psychologist who would talk to people that came back from war.
Oh.
So it's very, very dramatic, very intense show. I think this guy definitely deserves it, first off. But see how it says like week 4? Like these things on the side, they also break it down by episode. So basically when you are submitting to the Emmys, you as the producer or the owner or production, whatever, of the show, you send only one episode to them, and they pick from there. So Brynn Gabriel from In Treatment. You have Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights. You have, what's this, Cranston Bryan from Breaking Bad, who is also the father from... I'm reading these backwards for no reason. That was... I thought... Yeah, anyways.
I was like, Cranston, that's a weird name.
Oh, I just thought he was interesting because he's foreign. no, see, that's what I mean. No, but... Bryan Cranston, my bad.
It's also Gabriel Byrne.
Yeah, don't worry about him. No, yeah, but Bryan Cranston was the father on Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, he's
That's
awesome.
He yeah, he's good. Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy. Oh, McSteamy. Michael C. Hall. John Hamm from Mad Men. Oh, Michael C. Hall is from Dexter. Eddie Izzard from The Riches. Hugh Laurie from House. Dennis Leary, local boy, from Rescue Me, and James Spader from Boston Legal. Now, out of those, off the top of your two heads, who do you like?
You know what? I really like Grey's Anatomy, but for some reason this past season...
Yes?
It was too predictable. Like, everything was like, Dr. Grey, I love you. Oh, McDreamy, I love you too. But we can't. Nah, no, let's do it. You know, it was like two, like every episode,
gotcha.
They're just chasing each other, and I got sick of it. So I don't want to say him. And then I don't know. I don't think I know the rest of them.
You know,
incisive. You know,
sorry.
Well, you know, I got to say off the top of my head, the guy who jumps out is Dennis Leary because he's always really been the badass of comedy.
Boston
and now
man.
He's just straight up badass.
Yeah.
Like, screw the comedy. I'm going to be a firefighter. I'm going to save lives and I'm going to just be a badass. And he does it really well.
I vote for that. I'm based on that.
So out of mine, because I'm a nerd and like I say, I know all these television shows. My top five.
You're the TV guy.
Yeah, it would have to be, I want to see Gabriel Brynn, or Brynn Gabriel, however you want to say his name, be in there. Kyle Chandler, because I think Friday Night Lights is very underrated. I'd like to see Eddie Izzard from The Riches, Dennis Leary from Rescue Me, as well as Eulalia from House. I know for a fact James Spader is going to make it because people love Boston Legal. I hate it, and I'm from Boston, all that crap, doesn't matter. But so, yeah, I'm with you guys with Dennis Leary. I think this might even be his year, to be honest. Because he's one of those guys, it's always about the hype. If you don't win for like 5-6 years, then finally you get over that hump. I think this might be his year.
And I've been hearing a lot of hype about him, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's talking about Dennis Leary and Rescue Me.
So we shall see. And, so we'll find out next week who gets the top five. So best comedy actress. You have Christina Applegate from Samantha Who, Marsha Cross from Desperate Housewives, America Ferrera from Ugly Betty, Tina Fey from 30 Rock, Frielle, I'm going to go with, from Pushing Daisies, Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives, Eva Longoria Parker, I like to just call it Longoria for short because we're down like that, from Desperate Housewives, Julia Louis-Dreyfus from The New Adventures of Old Christine, Mary Louise Parker, why do they put those two next to each other, from Weeds, and Sarah Silverman from The Sarah Silverman Program.
God, I'm sorry. The Sarah Silverman Program, she's funny.
That show is so overrated.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well.
Hold on one second. I shut my mic off then I turned it on. I'm going to break some news about Sarah Silverman real quick.
Oh, no.
And I told you, Lauren's a big fan of the Silverman.
If it's that, she's effing Matt Damon. I know all about that.
Well, she might be. Because her and Jimmy Kimmel broke up today.
Oh, what? No.
The day of this recording, yes, they are officially broken up.
Oh, that basically makes me lose all faith in celebrity couples.
It really does. That's sad. And not that anybody that really cares. Like, am I really going to be sad 2 days from now? No. But it's upsetting because, you know, that was a fun. They did those videos, and now they're saying, do you think her and Matt Damon, even though Matt Damon's married with kids, do you think maybe Jimmy Kimmel and Ben Affleck?
No, I know.
Do you think that was the reasons were they jealous? Because maybe Ben Affleck isn't as good as Matt Damon in bed?
I don't know.
It's very strange. What could have happened? But anyways, back to the task at hand. All right, give me one of those people on each of your lists that you see, that she deserves it.
Sarah Silverman. I have to say, you know, my roommate and I are obsessed with the word, can I say poop on the radio? I think
gestation. Go for it. Poop.
Doo-doo. Poop. Duty. Anything like that. And Sarah, really, she incorporates that a lot into her comedy, which I appreciate that.
Okay, so we love poop, and you went with Tina Fey?
You know what? Pooping is one of the most vile words I can possibly think of, and that's why I'm not a fan of Sarah Silverman. But I'm going with Tina Fey. You know what? I was probably among the three people that saw Baby Mama this year in theaters. And
it looks funny.
Tina Fey just made the movie. Otherwise, it would have just been a chick flick, you know, typical, how cute she wants to have a baby. But no, Tina Fey and all the SNL characters, and I know a few of them are on 30 Rock as well. Tracy Morgan, he's hilarious. Mm-hmm. So I like the show in general, and I think Tina Fey deserves to be rewarded for what she's done.
Yeah.
Okay, I totally agree. First off, I'd like to say that everyone on this list, aside from maybe America Ferrera, I'd like to, you know, get to know a little bit better in a lot of different ways. I think that's the cleanest way I can say this on this show. I think from this list, who I believe I personally like, I like Tina Fey, Anna Frelly, I can't really say her name from Pushing Daisies. You maybe have never seen that show. That show is amazing, so I can't wait to see that come back. I love, like I said, Tina Fey, Christina Applegate.
I love her.
Julia Louise Parker is unbelievable in Weeds. She's kind of weird looking, but she's really good in that show, and I just got into it, don't have Showtime. So I like her.
Mary Louise Parker, you mean?
Yeah, whatever I'm saying.
She's great.
What did I even say? What did I say? Louise Parker?
Julia. Louise Parker.
It's see, that's what I said. They can't put those two next to each other, because that's my dyslexia kicking
and
in.
Eva Longoria
Wait, but
Parker?
Is Julia Louis Dreyfus, the chick from One and a Half Men, is she the one that stalks?
No. That was the name of the episode. The show is...
I'm thinking Two and a Half Men. Oh my God, I'm an idiot. Okay, continue.
So to end this one, I just want to basically get to know all these women a lot better. Tina Fey, probably one of the most underrated sexiest women on TV. Just moving on now.
Yeah.
Outstanding comedy series finalists: Curb Your Enthusiasm, Entourage, Family Guy, Flight of the Conchords, The Office, Pushing Daisies, 30 Rock, Two and a Half Men, Ugly Betty, and Weeds. So quickly from there, we don't have to discuss anything. Who do you like on there? You can give me two because you probably at least know.
I can tell you what it's going to be is The Office, just because it's done so well over the past year. Everyone likes The Office now. It's the new Family Guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Ugly Betty won it either, because that's just something always.
I would say between Weeds and The Office.
I love Weeds, man.
Probably. Such Weeds a is show. A great show.
It really is.
The difference, though, is Weeds, The Office man. Is on regular cable, right?
Yes.
So that might push it over the edge.
It might. My personal, who I'd like to see make it, I go a Curb, Entourage, Family Guy, Pushing Daisies and Weeds. And I know I'm keeping out people that are automatically going to make it, but I'd just like to see those other shows make it.
I'm so sick of Family Guy.
Oh, okay, moving on. I'm not even, we're not touching that one. We got a lot to get to. Outstanding Drama Series Finales. This is the big one for me especially. Boston Legal, Damages, Dexter, Friday Night Lights, Grey's Anatomy, House, Lost, Made Men, The Tudors, and The Wire.
Jeez.
I'm going to be honest, I don't watch a lot of these shows, but I know people that will leave concerts to go watch Lost.
And you're looking at one of them right now. I wouldn't even go to the concert. Forget it.
I was not a Lost fan up until this season, so I would go with the Lost on this one.
See, I'm really pulling for Lost to win it. I'd like to see Friday Night Lights get into the top five. I'd also like to see, I think The Wire has a really good chance of winning this. It was their final season on HBO, so that always seems, HBO shows always seem to just have that edge.
You know what I like about Grey's Anatomy? They are really good at picking out the bands on the rise.
Yeah, that's
they,
like...
Oh, that's my fantasy job. If I wanted to, you know, move on from this six-figure TV guy show, six figures being, like, with the decimal somewhere in the beginning, you know, honestly, I think that's what I want to do. I want to be, like, a music producer for a music production for a show. Like, just that seems like the most fantastic job. And then I just seem like I think I know what I'm talking
and
about.
And whoever it but is over at Grey's Anatomy is just
They've moved on. I think they've gotten a deal with Capital, the old guy, the one who used to be. I forget his name. They got a job at Capital, though. So, yeah, and then the last one, supporting actress or drama actress, whatever, Jane Alexander from Tell Me You Love Me, Candace Bergen from Boston Legal, Rose Brin from Damages, Jill Klaber, I think Klaber, is that his name? Dirty Sexy Money, I just like the name of that show. Sharon Gleese from Burn Notice, Rachel Griffins from Brothers and Sisters, Christina Hendricks from Mad Men, I don't even know what the hell this name is right here. S. Epitha Merkinson? Epitha? Is that what you're going with?
Epitha. Let's go with Epitha.
And we'll go with Epitha. Epitaph. From Law and Order. Sandra Oh from Grey's Anatomy. Diane West. Why is there an I in her name? And In Treatment. And Sandra Wilson from Grey's Anatomy. Personally, I don't know too much about these women. Not a big fan of most of these shows.
I dig Sandra Oh. She's the Asian girl on Grey's Anatomy. I like her a lot. Yeah, she was in Sideways. I think she's hilarious.
Do you have anything on these ones, Matt?
No, you know, to be honest, I probably couldn't tell you who a lot of these ones are.
I think, go ahead.
Brothers and Sisters, I don't know which girl that is, but that's a good show, too. I don't know who that is.
That's okay, so. Don't worry about it.
Well, I like Sandra Oh's name. Yes. Her last name is Oh.
I'll tell you right now who I think will get in it. Jane Alexander from Tell Me You Love Me, because that's a good show. I really thought it was on HBO. A lot of these things are on HBO. I think Diane West will make it from In Treatment. Sandra Wilson from Grey's Anatomy. Sandra Oh from Grey's Anatomy. And more than likely, I'm going to go with Christina Hendricks from Mad Men, because that's another one of those buzzworthy shows. But yeah, we'll get back to this stuff next week when we find out a little bit more. Maybe you guys will be back. Maybe you won't. We'll figure that out. But right now, we're going to go into our Batman segment just after this break. And how fitting, from Batman Forever. You guys are going to tell me you don't remember this song right here? Hold on, when it decides to start, maybe tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll be back. Yeah. It's a TV Guy Hour on Radio U Boston. And by the way, it's a sale with Kissed by a Rose, and I always get Kissed by a Rose.
Of me, love remains a drug that's the high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, stranger. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power.
power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen? From a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen? On the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. Yes, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave.
Just an excellent, excellent piece of music right there.
I actually only listen to music from Black Guys with Mohawks.
At one time.
And Mr. T.
Him, Mr. T. And this could be, what about the guy from, who's in Cult of Personality?
I don't know, but what's
Living
that
Color.
Girl?
Living Color.
Oh, what's that girl, though? I wish I could remember her name. She was really big in the 90s.
Lauryn Hill?
No. She had a mohawk at one point. It was pretty ridiculous.
Macy Gray?
No. It'll come to me later.
What did she sing? Like, what kind of music?
It's like alternative rock. She just did a song with, Seven Dust.
Oh.
Lauren knows who I'm talking about.
All right. Well, this, once again, we are just...
Skunk? I know... Well, when I think of Seven Dust, I think of Skunk Anansie.
That's who I'm talking about.
Okay.
I could have sworn she had a mohawk at some point.
I think she did too.
That was badass.
She looks like the chick from Conan.
Okay.
The black barbarian? Chick.
No.
Yeah, the movie.
The movie. Okay, that's right.
She looks like that black woman. I don't know her name.
All right, well, we don't know much over here, but we're going to get into a pop culture segment of the show where we're going to talk about all things Batman. We're getting into it, so we're going to just start with a little bit of this. Maybe you'll remember this one.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Atomic batteries.
Ready to move out.
Here's where the cardboard door comes up. The box.
This song is rocking. Listen to that guitar.
This is the old one where they have like, bam.
Yes,
wow.
yes. Adam West sing. It's from the 60s, yeah.
This was hot.
Yeah, like you can picture like the action, like his arm flying. Boom,
yeah.
And Robin coming in like, I'm useless.
I remember this.
There it is.
Batman.
tune, though.
I can picture the painted on eyebrows right now. Do you remember that?
Oh, God, yes.
Terrible.
There was an episode where Batman blew up a shark. It was awesome.
Yeah, he threw the bomb in the water, right?
No, no, he sprayed him with something.
Oh, okay.
And the spray eventually. He probably did that in a different episode.
Yeah. I just remember this giant bomb and Batman running down the sidewalk carrying it. Like one of those stereotypical, completely round black bombs with a little wick coming off the top. Ginormous, throwing it in the water. It was funny.
Awesome. So that right there, that was the original Batman theme from the 60s before comic books had music in them, even though they still don't, but I'm just going to pretend. So this one right here that's trickling its way in is from the original two Batmans with the Tim Burton films, because Tim Burton rocks.
Yes.
And Danny Elfman, who's done a lot of television shows, a lot of work with a lot of themes. He's almost a John Williams of TV. He produced this piece right here, and it is just, this is when I think of Batman. This is what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so dramatic.
Yeah.
And I was asking for, this one was also used in Batman Returns,
yeah, the
right?
First two, yes, you're right.
Oh, because I just remember the opening scene where this one just comes in.
Like,
oh.
Right here, you see like him.
Yeah.
In the first one, it was through clouds, I believe, and in the second one, it was in
the
water.
It was through the graveyard.
Yeah, yeah, in the water.
Yeah, yeah, into the water.
It starts, because that was the one we brought in the boat. But listen to this, look how tense this is. Because it sounds so Tim Burton-y, too. Like, you can tell Tim Burton had his little ways in this, because this has that, like, yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas-y kind of taste.
Yep. When you're a kid, too, and you hear this in a big movie theater,
oh,
you're just,
yeah,
like, freaking out
yeah.
in your seat.
I'm not going to
lie.
Did
they play this, too, on the Batman ride at Six Flags?
That I don't know. I'm kind of a wuss. I don't really go
I feel like they do.
I'm pretty sure this also played every time I put on my Batman pajamas as a kid.
Seriously, listen. It's
every
so...
time I whiz the bed.
Yeah, it's such a great. you would hum this out every time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, but I had my Batman thing. But this is a great one. This might be my favorite right here.
I agree.
And then right here is where it's like settling into where you can see Batman. It's like slowly, like the camera pans down,
yep.
Going into the cave.
So how many Batman movies were this one used for?
Just
the
first
two?
The yeah. first two movies. And then
the best two of the originals.
Yeah, I would say that. Here we go into the next one. This one from Batman and Robin. This is the one with George Clooney.
Mm.
Uma Thurman. Mr. Freeze, Arnold Schwarzenegger, everybody freeze.
Yeah.
Was George Clooney Two-Face?
No, George Clooney was Batman.
He was Batman.
Tommy Lee Jones was Two-Face.
Tommy Lee Jones, that's right.
I liked
him. Oh, yeah,
Batman.
He was Batman. Yeah.
Only for one, though. This one gets there for me. It's not the greatest sounding.
It's a little too slow.
But then right here. It sounds more evil. It's more evil sounding.
Yeah.
It sounds like a bad guy theme.
I agree. Like
yeah. I feel like Darth Vader's gonna come out of like, you know,
yeah.
like the
yeah,
dust or something.
Yeah.
Or like this is where Two-Face like has his like finger in the flipping his little coin.
Maybe that's what they were going for, because you know, Gotham City is evil triumphing over the good and Batman yeah. tries to turn that around.
So that was that one. Whoa. Yikes. This one is my all time favorite though right now. This was the best television show. Now we can finally get back to the TV of it. This is from the animated series in the mid-90s. 4:30 every day glued to my television. Every day. How did shows don't do that anymore. Even cartoons, they like show like two a week and then they just rerun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen to this.
Yeah.
As a kid, I used to get so jazzed up.
I remember the Poison Ivy chick from this cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
She was hot.
They were all, like, honestly, they had every bad guy in this clay phase. They made them all in the show. And the show was only on for maybe 2 or 3 years. But every day, every damn day, 4:30,
yeah.
I was sitting there anticipating.
The Joker's chick, too.
Yeah, they had the Joker.
With that annoying laugh.
Yeah, she had
oh,
she
it's
had
all
the,
coming
she
back.
Looked like, she looked like the actual Joker on a car.
Yeah.
That's what she looked like.
Oh, God.
Such a good show. It was so entertaining. I wish they actually did make a movie out of that, but it wasn't the same people. Shirley Walker. I don't know who she is, but she made this.
Good job, Shirley.
And this is from Mask of... what's this?
Phantasm?
I think that... Yeah, there you go. There you go. If I could talk. This was the movie about with the animated characters of Batman the Animated Series. This was actually released in major theaters.
So it was an animated movie?
Yes.
Because I don't remember this movie.
It wasn't like a big movie, though. It was just very small, but it was actually released in some like New York, LA, some of the theaters there. Listen to this. Listen to this one, though.
Ooh.
It's like, we're the Druids.
Ooh. I picture, like, the basement of a church.
Yeah exactly. And you see, like,
depressing.
Yeah, and Batman being freaking slayed.
I was going to say, this is very Hunchback of Notre Dame. Or Notre Dame, or however you say it.
I don't even know. I'm skipping this one. Scare me. I'm getting creeped out.
Totally.
This is from Batman Beyond. This was a cartoon show. It's on, like, Comedy Central so often. The voice of this Batman, it was done by the kid who did, was Sean in Boy Meets World, Ryder Strong. Listen, this is just beating.
This is sweet.
I feel like I'm playing Doom right now.
Yeah, seriously, computer. It's a computer game. That's why I said it sounds like a computer game.
This is sweet.
Yeah, this one ain't bad. But it doesn't remind me of Batman, though.
Yeah, no. It's like gangsta Batman.
This reminds me of Prodigy.
Yes, there's Smagma.
Break the pressure.
Power Man 5000.
Yeah. All human and human. Rob Zombie.
When worlds collide.
It really does sound like this.
Oh my god.
Oh, Batman. See, I wasn't a big fan of Batman Beyond. I didn't watch too much of it.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
It's still on, I think. It might not be on, like, new, but. The last one that we're about to hear is from the last movie, Batman Begins. Not very an upbeat, really. Not too much to this one, but I can just hear like the. It went from one ear to the other. It's creeped me out.
Chills went up my spine.
Listen to this, though. Is this the TV guy theme?
Oh, it's coming.
Is this Muse?
Oh, it's coming.
Listen how cool that, like, the anticipation. This sounds more of a horror movie, though, right now.
You know what, though? I loved Batman Begins.
Oh, me too. I love longer movies, especially when they're heroes, because they get to explain more.
Yes.
Oh, listen, what's happening? What's going to happen next?
Like, I was a big fan of the old Batman movies. And
mm-hmm.
Batman Begins, you know, I thought, oh, it's going to be so bad. It's not going to do it justice. But I saw it, and oh, my God. It was just so cool.
It was. It was a good movie.
It was just different Batman, you know? They took it much more seriously than the last few movies.
I will agree. And I thought they had better actors in it, too. When they got Michael Caine to play Alfred. They got
Katie Holmes.
Well, she's not there anymore, but we'll get into that a little later. I feel that hero. See, this is perfect for that movie, because it's almost like it's not really hero-esque yet, because he hasn't really become a hero.
Right.
He's beginning to become a hero.
He's learning.
So, yeah, there you go with that. I'm not going to let these all play out the whole time. But, yeah, so I like all those. I'm still a fan of the animated series one. That one really got me jacked up.
That's good. I like the original movie one, you know, the Tim Burton films.
Yeah. I agree with you there. Those are excellent.
Epic.
Oh, absolutely epic. So in a little bit, we're going to listen to a little song that I think is fitting for Batman villains. And we're going to come back. We're going to rank each of our favorite Batman actors to play Batman in the movies. We're going to rank our favorite villains. And then we're going to rank our favorite Batman hotties. And there's a lot of them. And that's always good to talk about. It makes good radio, I think. And then we're going to predict what we think is going to happen with The Dark Knight. We know one thing that's not going to happen, though.
What's that?
Joker doesn't live.
Oh.
Oh. Too soon? Too soon?
Too soon? Too soon.
All right, it's the TV Guy Hour on Radio Boston. We'll be back.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker. I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. Thank you.
tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Ooh, baby, I'll sure show you a good time. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. Play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree. Lovey dovey, lovey dovey, lovey dovey all the time.
That's not quite the ending, but it's kind of scary, isn't it?
It's really creepy.
It's still going. Stop, Jason.
No, we're going to let this roll, baby. Ah, 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 ah. It sounds like that when I lose a punch out when those guys laugh at me.
It sounds like the Wicked Witch of the whatever from Wizard of Oz.
The Wicked Witch of whatever. So that was The Joker by Steve Miller Band. And I just thought it was fitting because, you know, Joker, he's in the new movie with Heath Ledger playing him. And you also have The Joker with Jack Nicholson. But we'll get into that in a little bit. First off, we're just going to kick it off. Let's just get right into the best.
You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best around.
All right, the best this week is brought to you by the Boston Red Sox. I just saw someone's wearing a hat of the Boston Red Sox. And Matt, you're wearing a Red Sox hat.
Yeah.
So I want to get sponsors for this, even though I don't think it might not be legal, but I just want people to at least let me say it. It's also brought to you by Smart Water.
I think you can do something like sponsor-like.
Okay, well, I'm going to work on it. So, but for today, it's the Boston Red Sox and Smart Water. If they want to sue me, sue me. So let's talk about Batman and the actors that have played Batman. Let's go right down in the order. You had Michael Keaton in the 89 film, just Batman. And you also had Michael Keaton play Batman Returns.
Mm. Yeah. And you know what? Like, he was the first. And I think when they were making Batman movies after that and looking for new actors, of course, they wanted someone that looked like Michael Keaton. Which is why they ended up picking some of the later Batmans. But I think that when they were making Batman Begins, they stepped back and said, wait a minute. Is this guy really the best Bruce Wayne for the job? Mm-hmm. And I don't think that was the case, which is why they ended up going with Christian Bale. Michael Keaton is very millionaire kind of looking,
yes.
You know? And sure, Bruce Wayne is a millionaire, but he's like a millionaire with an edge, and Michael Keaton does not show that. He just shows yacht.
Yeah, I'll give it to you there. Michael Keaton definitely was not the best fitting, you know, superhero. He looked the part of a millionaire, yeah. But I'm going to tell you, all in all, it was really bad. It was good. He's a good actor. He's probably the best actor on this list. I'll throw it out there. I'm just going to say, even though, you know, Clooney has some, you know, you can throw him in there too. But Michael Keaton was really big. Like, he did a lot of big movies in his day. Beetlejuice. Him and Tim Burton were really close too, so I think that's how he got it. But Michael Keaton didn't look like Batman. He looked like Bruce Wayne, maybe. But he's not. Here's the deal. He wasn't that good looking. Let's just throw it out there.
Yeah.
He didn't look like a Bruce Wayne that I'm gonna go, you know, spending time with.
He doesn't have that chiseled jawline.
He doesn't have anything chiseled.
Yeah.
You know, no offense. He went from me to Batman. Like, he went to having like, not obviously not me, but he went to having like an average body having super six pack, bulging arms and big boobs.
Yeah.
But
they probably
boobs.
Figured like, oh, just slap the suit on him and then it'll look like a superhero.
Everybody, no, who's gonna tell? And he did two movies. He did the most out of all these guys until Friday. So Michael Keaton, yeah, it was good, but I think it got better from there. Right. Then I went to Val Kilmer in Batman Forever.
Now, Val Kilmer is a little bit more on the edgy side than Michael Keaton.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think he was the best, but I would say that they were a step in the right direction in terms of Batman's attitude and Batman's role in Gotham City. Val Kilmer definitely fits that role.
Yeah, and he had the sex appeal. He just did. Like, whether I'm not saying for me or for anybody, he's a better looking guy.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton was in front of me right now. Of course I wouldn't be saying it, but, you know.
He's also played, I can't remember at the top of my head, but the, you know, parts of a kick-ass guy.
Oh, yeah. He's been in a lot of movies, and he's played, like, cool
Kung Fu movies.
Yeah, he's just been a cool guy. He's been, like, Michael Keaton's never been cool in his movies. He was in freaking Multiplicity, you know. That's on a movie that I'm going to go and be like, man, that was badass. So then we rolled on to George Clooney, this was his big movie. This is basically ended his tenure on ER. So Batman kind of screwed up ER, if you think about it. But yeah, he played Bruce Wayne. Personal thoughts on him? What do you got?
I liked him a little bit, you know. I mean, I think they were trying to get the new Michael Keaton almost, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A higher profile Michael Keaton is, I guess, the way I'm looking, the phrase I'm looking for. He was not that great, but I'll settle for it. Batman and Robin was a decent movie, and George Clooney nailed the role of Bruce Wayne for sure.
I liked George Clooney in that movie. And I think he worked well with Robin in it. George Clooney's is awesome.
Not a lot of people can work with Robin. Not a lot of fans of Robin out there. But George Clooney, yeah, he did a good job, I thought. I thought he was a good, like, when you say Michael Keaton, they were looking for, that's almost like a clean-cut, little better-looking Michael Keaton right there.
Yeah.
And he had, like, the star power because everybody knew who he was for years. Not that people didn't know Michael Keaton or Val Kilmer, but George Clooney had hype. Like, people wanted to see him in movies in big roles. So
apparently he's quite the hottie.
Yeah, so they say. And he's never going to get married, and I wouldn't either if I was him. And then we rolled on to the Batman Begins. So a little younger than all the rest of them is Christian Bale. And Christian Bale, now there's the man.
I think they nailed it.
I think they nailed it as well. Good looking.
Yep.
Body is fitting. You know, he can put on the suit and it doesn't look any different. You know, he probably has that six pack. He also, you know, he fits the role and he has the swagger. He has everything going on. And he's got a good, nice hair.
He's kind of got this friendly face, I think.
He's
and
younger,
when it's behind
too.
The Batman yeah. mask, it's like,
hence
oh,
the beginning.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
But no, obviously.
Stupid comment of the day, but...
No.
I mean, I don't know. When I picture Batman, I think of a younger guy.
I do, too. When I think of him, being, like, about 30, between 30 and 35.
Yeah.
Because Bruce Wayne is not your typical millionaire. He's, like, the young guy on the scene, you know? And there's this whole dark side to him that not a lot of people know about. And Christian Bale is that guy.
Yeah, he does. Because he also has that, like, you can see it behind the face kind of look. Well, that's also because he played in American Psycho, so...
I did not know that.
Oh, that's a movie right there you gotta see. So Christian Bale, I think, is, for me, I'm gonna give you my list and you guys can give me yours. I'm gonna go Christian Bale, Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney. What do you guys got?
I'll go with Christian Bale, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Honestly, you know, Michael Keaton, when I look back, he's great movies, but not the greatest Batman.
Gotcha. Lauren?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Just put name him.
Christian Bale, and then I'd say, yeah, George Clooney, Michael and Val.
All right, so there you go.
Michael and Val tied.
All right, that's a tie for third place.
Yep.
So now we're going to get into the best villains. This is where it gets real interesting because there's a lot of villains that have been in the movies, especially as of late. They always added double, so. We'll just go. I'll go right down the list to start, and then we'll talk about ones that we want to talk about. We had Jack Nicholson as the Joker in the first film. Then you had Danny DeVito as the Penguin and Michelle. Oh, go ahead. What?
I love Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
You had Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, both in Batman Returns. Then you had Tommy Lee Jones and Jim Carrey Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face and Jim Carrey as the Riddler in Batman Forever. Then you had Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy and Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze in Batman and Robin. And then the last movie had, I think his name's Killian Murphy, as a Scarecrow, and Liam Neeson as Henry Ducard, and he was the person who trained Batman, who gave him all of his skill set in the last Batman Begins. So, and it's funny now, the new Batman, real quick, interject, is it's once again just the Joker. So it's kind of interesting that they started with one and now they're back to one. But out of those lists, who stands out?
Uma Thurman because she is the only Batman villain to get me excited in the theater.
Okay, you're a little too young with Michelle Pfeiffer, I'm assuming.
Danny DeVito, Jack Nicholson, and actually Tommy Lee Jones for me. Jim Carrey, too, a little bit.
You know, if I could just jump back to what you just said about Michelle Pfeiffer, she was definitely the sexiest villain.
No. What's her name that plays Catwoman in the movie? Catwoman.
Oh, Halle Berry.
Oh,
now that's ridiculous. Oh, yeah. That was stupid. I'm gonna say Uma Thurman was more sexy as Poison Ivy than. I'll give you some YouTube clips. I'll get you going.
Wait, you're saying Uma more than Halle Berry?
No. Oh. Well, yeah, even in that movie too. I think Uma Thurman was the sexiest villain maybe ever.
She was pretty hot.
Except for in Poison Ivy, there's a different type of Poison Ivy where.
I think I just think of Uma now as like the Kill Bill chick, and then it's
she's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, let's say like here, my couple standouts. Absolutely, Jack Nicholson as the Joker was fantastic. He owned that movie. That first movie was so good.
So awesome.
That's why I got so mad when I found out that they were remaking kind of that like with the Joker. Especially when I heard Heath Ledger, I was like, no, broke back on this one. Like this is not gonna happen. Jack Nicholson owned the Joker.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, seriously, and he's a great actor.
No,
but
is.
It's like, I don't want him to touch. Yeah, big ups. And, you know, I don't want anybody touching that character and that role in that movie. That movie was so good. And I am still a little frustrated as it comes Friday and I'll be going to see it. You know what, though?
They changed him. They changed him from being this clean cut, perfect guy that's just going to tear you apart to being
this bad.
I know, right? Awkward. No. To just being like a. Like, you know, the guy you see on the street who's kind of crazy and gonna mess you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And another thing, I've heard little things about this movie, and it's also a little different because Jack Nicholson as the Joker was Batman's big time enemy. And in this movie, the reason the Dark Knight is hence is because he kind of joins forces with Batman. So that's a little insight into the movie. But no, on this list, I thought Jim Carrey was really fun as the Riddler. I was very excited because at that time, Jim Carrey owned movies. He did Dumb and Dumber. He was really, that was one of his first movies to kind of break out of being just a goof, you know? And Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face was really good.
So good.
Danny DeVito, who better to play a penguin character?
Seriously.
Like, he looks like a penguin.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
It was so perfect.
Oh, the scene where he bites off the guy's nose or bites the guy's
nose. Oh, yeah,
he
does. Oh. That's when they want him to run for mayor.
Danny DeVito.
Who else was in this movie was Christopher Walken. That's who was running for mayor. There's always a mayor in these movies, too, and they're always different.
Yeah.
And there's going to be one in this movie, too. But yeah, on that list, the people that really don't jump out to me, Cillian Murphy, obviously, is a Scarecrow. It was a very smaller,
minor
role.
Nobody remembers that.
It sort of came in towards the end of the movie.
Yeah, like, you didn't even know he was the Scarecrow until the end. In which I was excited for them to play up the Scarecrow, because I liked it from the animated series.
Yeah.
And they just didn't do it its justice, but the movie itself was so good that I didn't mind.
Exactly.
Henry Ducard, I don't remember that.
He was, Liam Neeson, if you watch Batman Begins, he basically taught him all the moves. He was the one in Japan who taught him everything, and then he ended up turning his back on Christian Bale, on Bruce Wayne, and came and, like, disrupted. And there's always a party to disrupt in these
movies.
Sort of
ringing a bell there.
Yeah, like, there's always a party that they disrupt, if you remember. The Joker came in with laugh gas, and they were playing Prince music, and he comes in. Mm-hmm.
Penguin was the political thing.
Yes,
right?
He was running for mayor. That also happened with Jack Nicholson, too. Michelle Pfeiffer didn't bust in through any parties. I believe it was Jim Carrey who busted in during a party, as well as Tommy Lee Jones as the role of Two-Face, saying that it was Bruce Wayne's fault. And then you had, I believe it was Arnold Schwarzenegger who came through a party at Bruce Wayne's as well. Stop having parties. That's my thing to Bruce Wayne. So off this list, this one's going to be tough. Instead of ranking them 1 through 7 or whatever, just give me maybe your top three.
Top three, I will say Danny DeVito, Uma Thurman, Arnold Schwarzenegger, because... No.
Everybody freeze.
Terrible.
Freeze. No, Jack Nicholson. So okay. Danny DeVito, Uma Thurman, Jack Nicholson.
What do you got, Lauren?
I think I already said it. Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito, and Tommy Lee.
All right, and I think on all of our lists will be Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to go with Liam Neeson because I think his role in that movie in Batman Begins was just very powerful and he was awesome. And all these, I'm going to say something right now. I was not disappointed in any of these. Scarecrow a little bit, but I thought the villains, I don't think Batman's ever swung and missed with a villain. Like, I think Spider-Man has... I'm sorry, I think Doc Ock in that second one was bad.
The Spider-Man movies. Let's not even get into it. Right, they rushed.
Well, we are going to play a song by that towards the end. But now we're going to get into what I've been really waiting for. The best Batman hotties.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot. And I had to gather myself a little bit not to make this list too long. But basically, from the first one, from Batman, you had Kim Basinger, or Basinger, however you want to say it. You had Michelle Pfeiffer from Returns.
Mm.
Nicole Kidman from Batman Forever. Uma Thurman from Batman and Robin. Alicia Silverstone, very underrated and very not even memorable role in Batman and Robin. Vivica A. Fox, also from Batman and Robin. She played like Behave or something like that. She played one of those roles. And Katie Holmes from Batman Begins. Now, before we even get into their roles in the movies, if you remember them, if you don't, that's fine. Who do you just think off that list, when you hear that name, you were like, yeah, that's the hottest one on the list?
Oh, man.
All right, I'll jump in first. When I heard this name, I saw Alicia Silverstone, and it gets me excited.
Yeah,
think she's awesome. Clueless, she is just hot, all right?
But what's so funny is I don't even remember her in Batman.
Oh, I'll explain to you exactly who she was. But now, when you look at that list, who do you like? Like, when you just think of the person.
I don't remember what Kim Basinger looks like.
She was also in Cool World, if you remember that movie. The cartoon movie.
I know she's hot, but I forget what she looks like. But Nicole and Michelle, I remember when I was a kid, thought they were beautiful. Uma, definitely, and Alicia.
Yeah, I like Uma Thurman. In the old days, I was a fan of Katie Holmes. Lately, I don't know. But I just thought she was so cute, and I'm one for cute girls.
I guess so.
She talks out of the side of her mouth. It drives me insane.
Listen, it's not her fault. Tom Cruise is crazy. So, no, I agree with you guys. So, Kim Basinger definitely didn't have as much of the sexy kind of role in the Tim Burton films. Because Tim Burton knew what he was doing. He was just making a dark film. He wasn't trying to play it up for any sex appeal or anything. Michelle Pfeiffer, now that was a sexy role.
Mm, yeah.
Catwoman, kind of dangerous. Woman that bites, scratches, makes you bleed.
She was wearing that, like...
Leather, tight leather suit. About it.
Yeah, wow.
Then you had Nicole
That's
Kidman.
That's what I was saying about the other one.
Well, I understand, but you know what? Screw the other one. The movie was terrible, and it had nothing to do with Batman. That's
the movie
really
is terrible, but she is in the Catwoman suit the whole time.
Well, Halle Berry.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
But it was a different kind of suit. I was just upset. Okay. Nicole Kidman, I thought was really attractive in this movie. I'm not a big Nicole Kidman fan in general. She's very tall. Uma Thurman, now she was great in the role of Poison Ivy because she started off as that nerdy doctor. Something spilled over by the guy who plays John Glover, who actually was in the show Smallville, but his character died. But anyways, some things spoiled over. Obviously, it was poisonous. She turned into Poison Ivy. She kisses
you. It's so weird, dude. Like, you're talking about this, and it's just coming back, like,
it's
all these flashes.
Back,
just from you talking about it. Like, seriously.
It was not a family's pleasure. And then you had
that video.
Alicia Silverstone in Batman and Robin. She played Batgirl.
Yes.
She's related to Alfred. She was Alfred's niece.
You know, it's so funny. I was gonna say, I remember vividly at the end of one of the movies, Batgirl like making.
Because what happens is at the end of all the movies, if you remember, except for the last one, they always ran at the end. You saw Batman run. Then they joined in with Robin.
Yes.
Then in Batman Forever, you saw Batman.
Batgirl.
Then Robin. Then Batgirl. And you saw the hair swaying, the boobs jiggling. I was like, yes, this movie rules.
I know.
It was like 1997. I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, I was getting to that era.
Yeah.
I remember
That's
that
hilarious.
Moment. Yeah. I used to see all those movies with my dad, believe
me too.
Yeah. Oh, it was so great. And Alicia Silverstone, when she came in at the end, I was like, oh my god, the next movie is gonna have Batgirl as a main role.
And then there wasn't a movie for 8 years until Batman Begins. I don't know. I don't think that one did as well. But no, here's another little tidbit. When you go to Katie Holmes, nothing for me. Does nothing for me in the movie. Did nothing for me in the movie. I just didn't see anything out of it. I didn't go, wow.
What about in Dawson's Creek?
I don't even
Creek?
Remember. Who she was.
This isn't about Dawson's Creek. This
I'm not talking about. She's not hot. There is a fine line between hot girls and really cute.
Did
girls.
She put on a nice tight leather suit like
Kiss
Michelle
me,
Pfeiffer?
Dawson.
No. Did she put on the Batgirl suit? When the first time you ever saw, because you always saw Batman, you saw his chiseled chest, his chiseled abs, his chiseled butt. Then they went to Alicia Silverstone. You're like.
Yeah,
you saw her abs, her butt, and her chest. And I was like, "That is what I'm talking about."
But
that's
would you
good.
Like to hang out with a girl in a tight leather suit that's gonna kick your ass? Is that the kind
a little
of
bit.
Girl you want?
Yeah, totally.
Only on the
weekends. You guys are kinkier than them, I guess.
That's nothing to do with it. I was just talking about if I had a superhero. Look at this, people getting hit.
Sorry.
All right, so real quick, give me your top three out of those from the movie itself. Maybe not your own, you know, Dawson's Creek. I don't want to wait. Kind of. Fantasy.
I'll be quiet.
Michelle Pfeiffer, Nicole Kidman. It's a tie between Alicia and Uma.
Okay.
Uma Thurman, done.
Uma Thurman Thun. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go from this list. I'm going to go Michelle Pfeiffer, Uma Thurman, Alicia Silverstone. We didn't even get to really talk about Vivica A, and even though it's really just Vivica, but I'd like to say Vivica A. Vivica Fox, because she didn't play a bigger role, but she was hot in the movie. She was also in Batman Forever.
Yeah.
But we'll move on. So right now, with the little bit of time remaining, we're going to make our quick little predictions about The Dark Knight. So obviously, the movie seems to be revolving around the death of Heath Ledger. God rest his soul. I'm not trying to say anything bad about him.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of ticks me off as a fan of the series, Batman, because it's like, this movie doesn't need that. It's going to become the biggest movie of the year due to it, and it's probably going to win awards. It's probably going to get all that because of it. But the movie itself, first off, I'm aggravated on the plot that they remade the Joker. There was no need. There's so many villains that Batman could have pulled out. Could have created a new one. You could have been creative. Especially where Batman Begins, you can play like fine lines about things. Like, I wish this all still took place before the Joker came around.
Mm.
So that kind of aggravated me. Like, Clayface, he was one of their enemies who could have turned into anybody. He was really sweet.
Yeah.
Could have made a whole movie about him. Maybe they will next, but he kind of aggravates me. Then the whole Katie Holmes being dropped from Maggie Gyllenhaal. Really? Like, I'm not a big Katie Holmes fan whatsoever. Maggie Gyllenhaal?
I like Maggie.
Yeah, I mean, she's a good actress, but...
You don't think she's hot?
No.
I think she's hot in that, like, weird sort of way.
Yeah. Like in that not attractive kind of way?
Well, not physically, but, like, then her personality kind of makes her
perfectly
physically.
Imperfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know.
I think it's going to be a sweet movie. Like, yeah, I agree with you. I was pissed off, too, when I found out it was going to be the Joker thing again. But you know what? I'll settle for it. Because, frankly, Batman Begins was so cool that, like, I don't see how this can let me down. I didn't like the fact, for some reason, I had this whole thing, this whole beef against the series. Because I thought they were going to make, like, a really cheap-looking Batmobile. Kind of like, you know, to show you know, this is the first generation of Batmobile. But no, it was more badass than all the rest of the
Batmobiles. It was almost like a Hummer meets a tank.
meets freaking space.
It was unbelievable. And this one, I guess they're debuting the bike. New bike. So that's something to look forward to. That's the thing about Batman. Now, we'll end on, obviously, like, we're ending on these notes. But that's something really underrated. Every movie brought you something different, whether it be cooler villains or villains that did different things. You had new ways of transportation for Batman between, you know, they had the boat in the second one. You had the Bat Cop, the Bat Chopper, or whatever. They brought in all of them. But
it's all stuff from the old comic books and the old series, which is awesome.
And that's what makes it pure to everybody. You got the nerds from the comic books, the people that are maybe that you're not into the comic books as much now as you were then or at all. And you're still going to go and see the movie because they have good actors. They get the right budget for these movies. Things are blowing up.
Yeah.
People, like, they have great actors. Like, in this movie, I can't remember his name, and I apologize to the actor, even though he'll never ever hear this. But the guy who's playing, who's running for Harvey Dent, I believe, it was also in the first one, who's played by Billy Dee Williams. He was a black guy in the first one, but I think it's the guy who was in Thank You for Smoking. He's running for mayor.
Fake Dennis Leary.
Yeah, exactly. But he's a great actor, and I like him a lot. I think he's great, and he's going to be interesting to see in that role. So he's in this movie. You got Maggie Gyllenhaal. You got the death of Heath Ledger, which is very much, like I said, overshadowing the even plot of this movie. Because The Dark Knight, people just think, like, in the beginning, I didn't even know Christian Bale was in this movie. I'm being dead serious. When this first broke, first thing that broke about this movie was Heath Ledger playing the Joker.
Yeah.
Then Heath Ledger died, like, within 3 months. Of it, everything being announced, you know, obviously early going. And I personally, and I research these things a lot, I couldn't find anything about Christian Bale. Is he in the movie? I really did not know if he was in the movie for a few minutes. I was like, what's going on? I knew they dropped Katie Holmes. I knew they picked up Maggie Gyllenhaal. Heath Ledger died. What's the movie about? So finally, I got my insides. I read Rolling Stone's first review. They got like a private screening, these two writers.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it's awesome. They said basically the gist of the movie is that it's Batman turning against everybody because, you know, all these superheroes have their struggles where people don't trust them. They don't think they're really good because you hear bad things or, you know, the villain always spins something bad.
And they've done that with Batman, too.
And they have. And they're going to see that, I guess, in this one as well. So it should be very interesting. The movies have always been awesome. And I think this, like I said, this will be the biggest movie, not only of the summer, but of the year.
Wow.
Can't wait.
I think it's going to crush all the records.
I can't wait.
It might actually beat the all-time opening weekend record. I'm just saying. It's going to be tough because of the economy, but...
What's the biggest movie of the year right now?
The biggest movie of this year, I believe, off-selling was...
Iron Man.
Yeah. Oh, no. Was it the Hulk or Iron Man? It came out on a... What movie came out on a Wednesday? Was it Indiana Jones, maybe? Mm-hmm. I think it was Iron Man. I'm not positive. But I think Iron Man has definitely
Sounds
made
like
the most
yeah.
so far this year. And I think it's going to beat that. This is the year of superheroes, by the way. You had the,
it
you
is.
Had Iron Man, you had the Hulk... Even
Good
Indiana
Hulk,
Jones,
too.
Yeah.
Hellboy.
Yeah.
Hellboy just came out.
I'm excited for Hellboy.
So it's a movie
oh,
of some...
Hancock.
Hancock, who is just new, but Oh yeah, Hancock might have crushed. It might have beat the opening. Hancock has the opening weekend, but Iron Man's made the most.
Gotcha.
So I think this one's still gonna crush. I'm gonna
gonna make a ton.
A bare minimum. This is my guess, and if I think Hancock made 150 in 3 days, so I'm gonna say this makes 175. We'll come back next week. We'll see. Maybe I'll have you guys in. Maybe I won't. But Lauren, I want to thank you for being here.
Thank you,
Matt.
Do you want to thank me?
I want to thank
you.
For
you're thinking about it.
I was just saying, I was going to see what you were saying.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Hey, anytime you guys come back. So this has been the TV Guy Hour and how we end all of our shows now, the way I've said. Well, first off, let me also just give our plugs like we always do. MySpace.com/JRTVGuy. RadioUBoston.com. Check it out. You got pictures of these two lovely looking people right in front of me.
Hey,
also, hit me up with anything you had to say about Batman, maybe the Emmy nominations. We'll get back into it all next week at jrtvguy@aol.com. Always open to you guys what you have to say. Just email me. I dare you to. And like we always say here, Frank says hi. Have a good week.
I am so high.
They're watching us.